Sorry, Urban Dictionary brownout.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Skylar. What's up?
You start, Andy.
Tubular.
So
I had a good week. I'm now shift manager at Panera.
Oh, congratulations.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I applied, and they didn't.
Really?
They didn't contact me.
So. Well, you got some pull now, Andy.
Yeah.
Apply again.
I'm going to
I didn't go in and like alert them of my application or anything. So.
You know, you probably don't want to join Panera. They don't make subs.
Oh.
Get it? Because he's going to go see the Navy recruit.
Panera. Nope.
That's an inside joke that no one will
get. Yeah. It's not even a funny one.
I was just going to at least make you guys laugh and move on.
I got it, but I was like, how am I going to explain this to people listening? And then to congratulate myself, I bought a new video card. I got a dual.
How lonely are you that you had to buy yourself a congratulations kit?
Hey, I was proud of myself.
You know what? I used my blinker on the way home. I think I'm going to get myself a little treat, Red Robin. Get a milkshake.
To Andy from Andy.
Oh, this is awesome.
I didn't even expect it.
It was pretty fun. I felt bad because it was also my grandma's birthday and she's opening presents. And I'm like opening my video card. I'm like, fuck yeah. Hi, grandma. Fuck yeah.
It's your birthday? What? You're like 1,000? Cool.
So the thing is, it's one of those double stack video cards that take up 2 bays, but compressed into one long stack. The fucker's like about 1.5 feet long.
That's awesome.
And he's like, that's longer than my dildo.
It's about as long as my dick. A little short.
But I can run Battlefield 3 on everything ultra.
Nice. Can you run Crysis?
Battlefield 3 is the new standard.
Can you run Crysis?
Yeah.
Can you run 4 Crysises?
Can you do Skyrim with the texture pack?
The Macho Man mod.
And the Macho Man rot?
I haven't got Skyrim yet. I'm getting games I want to play first. Like, I never played the
You don't want to play Skyrim?
I have Skyrim for the PS3.
I know, but you don't want to play it?
No, I do want to play
Tell me you don't want to play it, then. Exactly. So get it. Quit wasting your fucking time.
I want to play games that I haven't played
You know
first.
What? You can leave.
Like Fear 3. And Just Cause 2. Really? I heard it was fun sandboxing.
Did you play Just Cause 1?
No.
Oh. Dodged a bullet on that one, my friend.
I heard it was
not
a good sandboxing. I always see funny like animated GIFs from Just Cause 2.
Yeah, I heard it was sandboxing the game. There's nothing else to it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Minecraft, but not fun.
Oh. Well, I haven't gotten it yet, then. I got Dirt 3 free with my video card, so that looks pretty.
Did you get Driver San Francisco, too?
Nope.
Driver 2?
I played that demo and dodged a bullet on buying it.
What about From Dust?
I don't know. I don't even know what that game is.
It's a game. Tam's also in the studio, but, you know, he's kind of wandering around.
Wait for it.
He's looking for water. Right in front of you. Keep going. Keep walking.
Getting warmer. Warmer.
Going, yeah. Warmer. Pull that handle.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the bottom, yeah.
You're so drunk.
Anyway, Skylar, how was your week?
Pretty uneventful. My friend got married.
So that's cool.
I went to the reception.
Are they like 19?
Huh? No, 22.
Mm.
But
at least they waited a little longer to get married.
But they've been dating for like 9 years as opposed to like 6 months.
Jesus.
Like my girlfriend's best friend did. Hey, 6 months. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and jump into this. You seem like an all right guy. We're both seniors in high school.
Are they mature. Are they Mormon?
Huh? No, but they are getting a divorce.
I was going to say, that seems to be a guess, a stereotype. It's like, hey, first year of college, you, me, yeah, 19, let's do it.
It's like Night at the Roxbury, just like, yeah, you, me, yeah. Oh, all right, call me, yeah, okay. But this Tuesday, I have an appointment lined up. I'm going to the Navy recruitment office.
Do you think when you open the door to walk in the Navy song will play?
I think someone will punch me right in the throat. Like, right in the throat.
Welcome to the Navy.
In the Navy. No! Not here! yeah, like 70% of that band died of AIDS, so it's whatever. I don't know if that's true or not. You can fact check me.
I have a friend in the Navy. I wonder if they can pull some strings and keep you from getting in so we don't have to look for a new host.
Well, I have a friend in the Navy, too. Wonder if you can pull
some
strings.
Got string pulling against string pulling. Damn it.
Who's got the stronger strings?
Yeah. Stronger ties. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
He's a close friend, but I don't know his rank.
Same here.
Petty officer first class.
Yeah, something like that with my friend, too.
Street corner hooker. Second class. I need you to go out and hook for the army, son.
A second class hooker. That's what I want. Third rate.
Bring your general daddy pimp back some money. Then go out there.
Five star gold, gold and bronze star pimp.
They get, each pimp gets a little badge on his purple giant jacket.
Yeah, and it's like always zebra.
And then like
no matter what it says, it could be a bronze star, but it's zebra. Yeah. Zebra bronze.
His car has how many hookers he has, like World War II people used to paint in how many like planes they took down in his car. When one dies, he just covers it up with purple spray paint.
Pimp cane standard issue.
Yeah. He doesn't like to be extravagant.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I got going on. Went to a wedding, went to a reception.
Jeez.
That was a little violent. And then, I mean, like, I'm one to, you know, offer advice on shooting bottles. Jeez.
You and your 11% shooting percentage.
Hey, back in the day, back in my prime, I was the shot master.
Now you're just an old man. Yeah. You've washed up.
I'm retired.
No.
You're going to come out of retirement. Today's going to be the day, guys. Got a bottle of water. Didn't have one last week.
Yeah.
Has Air Bud ever gotten into retirement? Because he's done, like, every job on the planet.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, the 15th Air Bud by now. Yeah. They got to be all dead.
Air Bud.
Snow Buddies.
Air Bud goes to space.
Air Bud plays lacrosse.
Snow Buddies save Christmas.
Snow Buddies save Christmas.
I think that one might actually, I think it might have, like, Cuban Gooding Jr. in it or something. I don't know.
Yep. It was, like, seven dogs and Cuban Gooding Jr. in a snow dog race.
That wasn't Snow Buddies then.
Oh. That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything that stars a dog over an actor, I mean, it's pretty much.
With Sprinkles, the husky, and Cuban Gooding Jr. Sprinkles gets top bill.
Yeah.
Think how you must feel if you're Cuba Gooding Jr. You walk in, you're like, the dog. Sprinkles and Cuba. What? Doesn't make any sense.
And then begins a dark fantasy relationship. That Hollywood was
Disney's gotten dark.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles and Cuba Gooding Jr., the love that could never be.
Air Bud plays
but
cricket.
Was.
Air Bud plays cricket. Air Bud plays dodgeball. Like, they just start getting really obscure.
The Air Bud and ice fishing.
Air Bud, professional bowler.
Air Bud, professional dogfighter. Starring Michael Vick.
No, Air Bud, human fighter. No, he's a boxing manager.
Guest starring Gary Busey.
This is getting ridiculous. Yeah, someone right. Should pay us, though, for those great ideas.
Yeah, I mean, like, Air Bud, Texas Hold'em. That's a sport. Texas Hold'em.
Air Bud, Texas Hold'em.
Air Bud
Billiards. That's a video game right there. All right, I got my shot.
All right.
I drained a bottle.
All right,
see if I got this. We have the drum roll.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to put a stipulation on this. If you make it, we're going to go into gaming news. If you miss, we're going to technology news. All
right.
Oh, man.
Technology first. It is.
I don't actually know, like, if I approve of one or disapprove of the other or what.
Here we go. He shoots. Oh, here we go.
Selected.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
All right, guys, I hate to break it to you, but chances are you have a black box spying on you.
Really?
In your car.
Really?
See, the big news out of the automotive piracy this week is Congress is on the verge of passing a transportation bill that will make Big Brother black boxes mandatory in all new cars.
What do they do?
The kind of information they gather is during an accident or a crash, they can gather whether or not your seatbelt was on, how fast you hit the brake, how far the accelerator was pushed down.
Why does Congress want these, I guess?
Basically, they make it easy for the courts to decide whether or not you stopped, you were speeding, whether or not you had your seatbelt on. Currently, 85% of new cars every year already have these in them.
Really?
Sweet. And they've been around since 96.
Holy shit!
That's awesome because I haven't bought a car that's younger than me. The newest car I've ever gotten was a 1991 Toyota Camry. I'm driving an 89 Volvo right now, so fuck this. This isn't happening. I don't give two shits. Moving on.
You can put an aftermarket one in.
Yeah.
If you just want to do it to yourself. Some insurance companies also have way more invasive ones, like the Progressive, the Snapshot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It basically just like takes snapshots of like you driving.
Is that what it is?
Stuff, yeah, like to make sure you're stopping at stop signs and red lights and stuff like that. And then they can judge it and give you a better insurance rate. A really
now,
cheap
is it
one.
Like that's a, like an actual snapshot, or is it like just
like what the car is doing?
Still frame of the car. Because I'm like, this could potentially be pornographic. People get freaky in their back seats. I mean,
I'm not exactly sure
guys,
the specifics.
If I click the snap button fast enough, it's like a stop motion porn.
But I do know it's supposed to gather a lot more information than these black boxes do.
All right. Well, yeah.
Some companies like, I forget what. Oh, BMW has this a really great black box that sends wireless data back to BMW just for scheduled maintenance.
Holy crap!
So like, you can be driving around and you're driving around for so many thousand miles, and they call you like, "Hey, you need to come in for that oil change." How the fuck do you know?
Get out of my head!
Go away.
Well, that'll be nice. I mean, if I ever get a car that's, you know, younger than me. All of my cars have been able to vote and drink. So, good on them.
The bill also establishes that the data in the recorder belongs to the owner of the car.
Oh.
Meaning that interested parties such as insurance companies, dealerships, and advertisers won't be able to collect from you without your permission.
Oh.
And the police wouldn't be able to get it without a warrant. Which, right, apparently, you know, there's already been a case where police obtained in an automobile accident, police grabbed the black box from a vehicle to, you know, figure out what happened. They didn't get a warrant, and they threw the case out.
Oh.
I wonder if, like, it's easily accessible. Like, you just pop the hood, just rip it out, done. Like, well, a interchangeable video card.
That's what I'm wondering, like, because they show some, like, some companies that already put them in their vehicles, like GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, and Honda. Mine's not on there, so I don't know if mine does or not.
Mine probably does. I have an O2.
You have a Honda. Let's go look.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Pretty
interesting.
I guess I'll never have to worry about that since I don't get a car that's, you know, more expensive than about $1,000. Thanks, Dad. Coasting through on freaking lemons.
All right, guys. eBay. What kind of images does that bring to your mind?
Bad ideas.
Strings of, ooh, I want this. Ooh, I want this. Ooh, I want this.
I really want this.
I remember that.
I've seen a lot of really cool on-air lights that I want to get on eBay. Some hang up behind me, and then when we're on, just turn it on.
For no purpose.
Make the room swanky, man.
Okay. I thought we had these posters.
We're going to get some love seats eventually, lower the computer down a little. We'll just chill and be like, hey.
I'm going to fall asleep while we podcast. Don't mind me.
You hear the guitar, like those ding ding.
Welcome to the 3-Hit Combo Lounge.
We'll get like. We'll get someone with like.
The world's most relaxing podcast.
All of our drops include sighs at the end.
Wasn't that nice?
It's time for Anonymous. Dun dun.
We just mellow out everything, smooth out all the rough edges. This is now an easy listening podcast.
Have you ever heard of a rusty trombone?
Oh, yeah. Urban Dictionary, bitch.
That's where
that's nice, yeah.
I like to use Encyclopedia Dramatica sometimes.
That went down, but now it's back up.
Yeah. That went down, but now it's back up.
All right. I mean, that always just makes me think of the SNL skit where they're like, oh, yeah, the tasty nuts or whatever.
You brought in your sweaty balls?
Sweaty balls.
eBay has now launched a green automotive section where you can buy things like hybrid and electric vehicles.
All right.
I find that interesting. It's the first of its kind.
Like, you can auction on vehicles?
Yeah, like places like Amazon and eBay have a section where you can buy vehicles and parts for them.
Whoa. I knew you get vehicle parts, but I didn't know you get like, full vehicles.
Mm-hmm. You can.
I learned something
today. Yeah.
I thought that they like specifically told you not to get like big bulk packages on eBay. Like, that's part of like their caution for users.
Well, I think this is kind of a...
They're going to airdrop that bitch to your house.
Airdrop that bitch. I'm sure, like, a lot of the times you have to, like, go and get it. That's why it's more... You can list on eBay, but usually you'll get, like, local responses.
Yeah, like sort of like Craigslist, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Just kind of like that.
Well, that's pretty convenient. I mean, as long as you don't have to like go through PayPal. I hear PayPal's pretty bitchy when it comes to that.
Yes. I've never heard anything good about PayPal.
Only horror stories.
Yeah, transactions like that, yeah. A court in Hamburg, Germany has ruled that YouTube is responsible for the material its users upload to their site. Despite the fact that YouTube has state-of-the-art filters which aim to detect and remove infringing content.
Well,
I mean, those filters aren't amazing. I watched the entire Lion King movie on YouTube. It was flipped in reverse.
Well, that's how, yeah. That's usually
really
how people try
to get past some filters.
Get past some filters, yeah, reverse them.
You just flip them on the y-axis.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking random. So you watched the whole movie in reverse then?
Oh, yeah. I watched all of... And it was like the extended one that came out with like Timon at the beginning.
If you could get another app you could run on your computer that would just mirror your monitor.
Or just watch it in the mirror.
Yeah.
my stupid head's in the way.
Hey, you gotta have some tilting, you know, maybe 2-3 mirrors.
This sounds a lot more complicated than it needs to be. Like, you have like a compact and then like a wall mirror and then like a little hand mirror and you're just...
Someone comes in the room, just buy the movie. It's Lion King.
This is free.
But yes, so... Basically, Germany's really kind of strict on YouTube videos. I've, like, on my older YouTube account, I've had videos blocked in Germany because of certain music or something playing in the background.
What do they block?
I had Sir Mix-a-Lot playing in a video once, and it was only blocked in Germany.
Assholes.
They don't like black people.
Do Sprechen Sie Dick?
Do you speak the dick?
Yes. I don't know if dick is actually the word for dick in German.
That's probably some...
Dick!
The word for dick in German is probably something like really intimidating and scary. And at least 12 syllables.
Yeah. And I mean, like, rough translation would be like meat sword. Like, that's really what it means, but you just imply dick.
You might choke on some chips.
You might kill Tam today.
That's always my goal. Saw him put the chips in his mouth, and I'm like, go for it! Go, team!
All right, a person was arrested for hacking 259 companies. How old do you think this guy was?
12.
No, older.
16.
Younger.
15.
Yes. Austrian police have arrested a 15-year-old student suspected of hacking into 259 companies across the span of 3 months.
Skills.
Now, think about that. That's 3 a day.
Yeah.
Elite hacks orders.
Yeah. Is he fat?
They don't have a picture of him, considering the fact that he's a minor. Oh. The boy allegedly stole data and published it publicly after breaching the security infrastructures of 259 websites. He also defaced many company websites and boasted about his accomplishments on Twitter, where he also posted links to his data dumps.
Data dumps.
Jimmy, hold on. I'm almost finished with my data dump.
I gotta take a data dump.
The teenager used various hacking tools widely available on the internet, including software that helped them remain anonymous. Dun, dun, dun. Now and then, he left messages in the systems he hacked or simply signed them with the hacker name ACK!3STX. Don't know what it's supposed to mean.
It sounds like a Juggalo band.
Are you just going to say excited? Eventually, however, I don't know why they reuse that name. This boy's software failed on him, and his IP address was visible to BMIC4, Cybercrime Competence Center. C4 had been receiving multiple complaints from companies since the beginning of the year, so they started monitoring the hacker. At the end of last month, the unit traced his location to a residence in Lower Austria and obtained a search warrant.
Nice.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Like, I mean, it kind of depends on how reputable, like, the companies were. If it's Bob's Meadery,
well,
Bacon House.
Apparently he had maybe no rhyme or reason to what websites he was hacking. He just found them and hacked them.
Skills, that's what.
I wonder if he was, like, looking for particular things, like easy targets.
Probably.
I mean, three a day, that's pretty ridiculous.
He was also described as being antisocial, so you know he's not doing anything else.
Yeah. Maybe he has, like, Asperger's, and he's like, I'm going to take this out on the world.
They make fun of my disease and my giant ass. It doesn't help.
Anytime I hear the...
That's going on the soundboard.
I'm glad that we were quiet for that one. Anytime I hear the Asperger's, the name, I always just think of, like, ass burgers. Like, yeah. Burgers made out of ass.
The first time I heard aspirin, I was like, Aspern? What?
The first person to tell me about Asperger's was my girlfriend, and I guess her cousin had Asperger's. And I'm like, that sounds like it's disgusting. Like, that. Why would you want to have Asperger's? She's like, it's a disease. I'm like, to eat Asperger's? Like, I thought that she was trying to tell me a joke, but she was deadpanning really well for it. So
I'm impressed. You're really doing really well on this deadpanning.
Wow, no, you're don't saying understand. Asperger's without even cracking a smile. Good job. Say it again. Asperger's. Awesome. Asperger's.
I don't know why she left me. I don't get it, man.
All right, guys. According to Chris Dodd. Do you guys remember Chris Dodd?
No.
Okay. Well, you will hear. There is another threat to internet privacy other than CISPA.
Oh, okay.
You know what it's called?
PAPCA.
It's called SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. According to Chris Dodd of the MPAA, it's not over and still being discussed behind doors.
God damn it.
Now, he said, I don't want to get into more detail publicly because obviously if I do, it becomes counterproductive. Wait. So if you tell us something we don't like, it's going to become counterproductive to passing something people don't like.
Yeah, he just basically started surprise. The train again.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
We should be on the train to start the SOPA's like comeback or SOPA's revenge.
Stop the SOPA comeback?
Yeah.
SOPA 2, SOPA Cabana.
Yeah.
SOPA
shut
2,
the fuck
Electric
up.
Boogaloo.
Both of you, shut the fuck up.
SOPA Cabana.
Fuck yours you, was bad. Worse. Yeah.
That was bad. If I didn't laugh right now, that'd be a dollar.
SOPA your body up.
SOPA 2, The Reckoning. SOPA Reloaded.
SOPA Duh.
SOPA Retribution.
SOPA Derp.
How SOPA got its groove back.
We can make a Coney video, but for SOPA's revenge. And be
okay,
like,
if we're going to make a Coney video, who's the one that's going to go out naked in the street and start masturbating?
Dibs! Damn. Called it! I called it! I had one other. I can't
get some good publicity if you do it in front of a middle school.
Okay.
No, we can get publicity, not good publicity.
I'll just have 3HC... on
have our full names on the back of your shirt
and addresses right underneath it, you know, phone numbers, email addresses.
They're gonna ask us like, yeah, like, so did you ever think Skyler could do something like this? And I'd be like, yup, I always thought he had it in him.
He said he was gonna go for gold. I didn't know what that meant until now.
Oh, Jesus, I got out of hand. All right, guys, that will do it for technology news. Now let's go into gaming news.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
I want to start gaming news off by apologizing to Andy. Andy, last week I forgot to get any of your stories from the email.
Oh.
So I didn't do any of your stories last week, and I want to apologize to the fans for going an entire week without anal.
I was.
I know it must have been rough.
I was craving some anal last podcast.
Thank you.
Oh my god!
So we're gonna start off with anal because you know everyone's waited an entire week for this. Rumor, did you say spit on it?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something. I was gonna be like lube it up. It's going in or spit on it's better.
Bite the pillow. Damn, do you want a mic?
Spit on it and bite the pillow. This is anal on 3-8 combo.
Can we make a drop for that?
Probably.
One of these days.
Probably. Which, by the way, folks, stands for Andy News Analysis League.
In case you're just now joining
us. Yeah. In case you're wondering what the fuck we're talking about.
All right.
Rumor. Back on the rumor mill. The Wii U has $180 worth of parts, but won't be sold under $300.
How do they...
Roughly $50 worth of that is going to the controller.
I was just going to ask that. How do they do that with it? That must be a cheap-ass controller, then.
Yeah, it's got to be, because that's roughly the price of a controller now, but it's got that big tablet.
Yeah, it's a tablet.
I don't know. It might be not so sensitive to like touch. Like it's probably not gonna have like the multi-touch recognition of like most smartphones or anything.
I thought it was supposed to be like tablet quality screen size.
Because I mean, it could just be like the exact same like reprinted technology of like a 3DS touchscreen.
Where,
I mean,
maybe a bigger version of
bigger 3DS screen.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a thought, dude.
It's essentially what this is now. They're just making your TV part of a DS. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Apparently, Nintendo is said to be greatly concerned with cutting production costs to maximize profits.
Yay.
Yeah. That's always a good thing.
Impress money again!
Nintendo wants investors to view the Wii U as a less risky proposition.
Right. Company-wise, I'm so smart.
I think they should change it if they want it to be less risky. Change the name.
To the Revolution? Or the Nintendo Not Risky? The Nintendo Guaranteed to Succeed.
Guaranteed money maker.
So, I really think they need to change the name. And, I don't know. Otherwise, it's just going to tank even more than it will. Like, I mean, 3DS kind of shows that Nintendo is kind of clutching at straws after that. Like, well, we'll sell the 3DS. Dramatic price drop. And then the Wii U's coming out. And if people don't buy that within, like, the first quarter it's out, investors are going to be pretty upset.
Yeah. Well. Moving on, Nintendo has also registered a Super Mario 4 domain.
Which I thought that was interesting. That, like, would it be like a spiritual successor? That'd be interesting.
This article from Joystick mentions that Super Mario Bros. 4 was already used in the Japanese release of Super Mario World.
Oh.
So.
A remake of Super Mario World? And I don't know. It could be anything.
Well, I mean. I liked the there was a thread that I saw that it was an argument that Super Mario 3 or Mario Bros 3 or whatever, where you have like the Tanuki suit, it never happened. It was all just a giant set.
Yeah, because all the backdrops had shadows. It started with an opening of curtains. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it was all just a play or something.
So yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
That's a new way to look at that.
Yeah, a new way if this was 2008.
Shut up.
That's been hanging around forever.
Welcome to 4chan. What are you doing?
I'm 12. What is this?
Oh, man. That would have been a perfect drop for my I trust you.
Really?
I'm 12. What is this? I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis. Thank you.
That does work pretty well.
I'll tickle your penis. So many volunteers. Oh, jeez.
Gabe Newell has said that Dota 2 is going to be free to play, but it'll have some twist.
Which, I wonder if the twist is like, hats!
It has hats!
Dota 2, that's the 2 that they're releasing.
No, they said 3.
Yeah.
Dota 3.
Oh,
they're
my
skipping
fucking
over Dota 2.
It's like, surprise, we've been making it so long, it's Dota 3 now.
It's the project name, Dota 2. It's Dota 3.
Wasn't it Activision that was also making a Dota game?
Blizzard is.
Blizzard, okay.
I think it's just called Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, Blizzard, yeah, because it was a Warcraft mod, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
They were like trying to fight for ownership of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, what a move. So their version of Dota 2 is going to be free to play.
Yeah.
So what's Blizzard going to do now, release their version with like, you got to pay for it? Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much anything to drill Blizzard to the ground. Like, the Titan has fallen over. Now we got to beat it with sticks. That's what's happening.
Would you guys like pandas in your new game?
Jeez.
They wear cool hats.
Yeah.
Come back to us.
Hats.
Come back.
Please come back to Blizzard.
Yeah, I mean, World of Warcraft is like dropping significantly, and I think that's...
It's like every 3 months they lose 1 million subscribers or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's dropping rapidly. It's.
I remember when WoW had more population than like Rhode Island.
That's hilarious. That's actually really, really funny.
And a more stable economy.
Better enforcement of laws.
Just when Rhode Island is based off of clams and, you know, World of Warcraft's based off of gems and weapons.
It has a more stable infrastructure.
And mounts. All right, this is especially for you, Skylar. Sonic 4, Episode 2.
Good.
Beta was accidentally leaked to Steam users.
Why does it seem that a lot of things get accidentally leaked on Steam?
Gabe Newell's over there like, fuckers.
On,
fuckers.
Off, on, off, on, off.
You guys want to know what I do with my free time? And he just starts hitting keys. Are you selling shit? This is on sale now.
There's just a button that says exclusive content, and he's just like, click, 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 click.
Do not press. Ow.
Or it's just a light switch. A user at the Sonic Stadium, a Sonic the Hedgehog community and forum, that's gotta suck, yeah, noticed that a beta version of Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 was available to download through Steam, though the leak has since been plugged, and there is you can no longer find it on Steam.
Probably can find it on BitTorrent.
Yeah.
Probably.
That is true, yeah.
People said that it seemed unfinished.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Really?
It's
wow.
Beta.
Yeah. Seriously, that's what people say like every time they play a beta. It's like, yeah, it just seems unfinished.
There's more
really?
To do.
Really?
The textures aren't really, they're not really that fleshed out. They can look a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's like you're not playing the final release.
It seemed like it skipped a level in plot. I don't know.
Also, did you guys see that?
It went wireframe for a little bit. I don't know.
The Blizzard, or not Blizzard, that Blizzard's Diablo 3 went free to play, or like open. The beta got open like this whole weekend.
Mm-mm.
But
I didn't know about that.
Which also I just realized occurred on all the people who pre-ordered Guild Wars 2. They had the beta was this weekend.
Oh, shit. That was this weekend?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Because I remember looking at the box and I was like, 420? They know what's going on.
Speaking of 420, what'd you do for 420, Andy?
I actually worked a double shift.
For 24 hours?
No. I went home and slept because I had to be up at like 7 again to go back.
What'd you do for 420, Skylar?
Watched a couple movies. Had sex with my rockin' hot girlfriend.
If anyone didn't catch that, right after he said rockin' hot girlfriend, Tam goes, hey, how's it going?
Oh. Skylar, do you remember Callie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she works at Beth and...
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, the mall.
Yeah, I'm really upset at you.
What?
Because you didn't get me a candle.
What the? I didn't know what the hell kind. Do you know how many different
you
candles
you should
have
got me.
Have?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Andy. It's the thought that counts.
You told me.
Dick-shaped candle.
See, he's like, hey, Callie works at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like, did you get me a candle?
And no reply.
No, no reply.
Because I didn't get you a candle.
Well, of course you didn't get me a candle. I didn't
well, then
ask
you
for
say
one.
No.
Where would we put the candle? There's wood right here. There's...
Okay, a little candle's not going to light all this on fire.
What if it does?
It's not going to
You know what, Andy? The correct answer to a yes or no question, if the answer is no, it's no. It's not.
No. The woman is not always right in this argument.
No, I'm still not talking because that's not the answer.
I'm not the one that went into Bed Bath & Beyond.
Shazam, you get a free vagina when you enter that? Enjoy that vagine.
I was with my girlfriend.
I'm not the one that has his girlfriend
drag him to Bed Bath.
Touché, sir.
Still, I'm just a little upset that I'm candleless. Could have been anything. Cinnamon, cotton, pumpkin.
Bathroom.
I'm gonna bring you a
new car
that I shove up like a St. Bernard's ass and then just like.
Do they make a new car smell candle?
That would be pretty cool.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's safe to light it in your car.
Or a bacon candle.
They do make bacon candles. Yeah. I know about that one.
Do they have bacon candles at Bed Bath & Beyond?
I bet they don't. Maybe Spencer's.
Purposely smelly candles.
I don't want to go into Spencer's.
Spencer's just feels like...
Yeah.
It's good in the air.
Mm. All right, guys. Do you guys know of the competition for Major League Baseball 2K12?
Isn't it if you pitch a perfect game, you get $1 million?
Yes, it is.
Again?
I think they do it every year.
Yeah, they do it every year. And then after they release the game, there's a certain period of time where if you pitch a perfect game between this day and this day, you get $1 million. A man named TJ, I'm going to say it's Brida, B-R-I-D-A.
Mm-hmm. Brida.
He had thrown a perfect game through 9 innings of baseball. Okay. The catch is, he hadn't scored. The game wasn't over.
Really?
Yeah. It had to go into extra innings.
Oh.
That sucks.
The game was 0-0. So, he actually threw 13 and one-third innings of perfect baseball.
Holy shit.
Nice.
He retired 40 consecutive batters. In real life, the record is 36.
Oh, my God.
After, he's a machine.
At the 41st batter, he gave up a hit.
Oh, no.
That's gotta suck. I just gotta say that.
That poor dude.
That's awful.
Do you think, like, if he had a video camera, like, now he's like, fuck yeah!
He's like the Raging Halo kid or something.
I haven't seen that.
Or Wow Kid.
Oh, Raging Wow Kid. Oh, okay.
There is actually a little video. It's like 8 minutes long. It says it's his bid for a perfect game from the bottom of the 9th inning to its conclusion.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That just has to suck.
Do the last minute.
Okay. I haven't done this yet, so let's... I don't know where this is going to be at. This is great podcasting right here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is like the last 16 seconds.
Ad-lib bear noises. Ralph Bear.
Here we go. He throws.
Fucking believable.
Wow, oh, he took that really well. For losing a chance at $1 million, he just gets up, shuts it off, and just... Camera stops.
I'm going home.
No. When the camera stops is when the shit went down.
Well, apparently he had to go to work. See, the story on Kotaku starts off. He usually shows up 15 minutes out of the shift. This day he was thinking he was going to be late because he was, doing this thing. And apparently his coworkers had to calm him down because he was updating Facebook while this was happening. He was just like, oh, I get 10th inning and I still have thrown a perfect game. That has to suck.
Yeah, there was that one Google video that they kept showing for, like, advertisements on YouTube of the guy who threw a perfect game, who was just, like, some random music teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Never and he just looked up all his information on Google.
All right, guys.
Shows you any ass clown could do it.
Then do it.
Yeah.
All right. We podcast stuff. No, I'm not. If I win $1 million, it's not going to be on the podcast.
If I won $1 million, I'd probably go to the podcast.
I mean, I'd probably pitch a few thousand.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh.
If I won $1 million, you know, personal hookers.
Ball washer.
No, they will do stuff.
Finally open up that porn studio.
Yeah.
Make Schindler's Fist a reality.
High definition,
what the
1080p.
Hell is, what the hell is a porn studio? You can do that in a trailer.
Warehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, we call this a studio.
Matt's basement.
Well, podcast over here, porn over there.
Yeah.
podcast. Right? Hey, can... hey.
Not during the podcast.
Yes. We're on right now. But
no. No.
Stop breaking it out.
Yeah,
let's see one more testicle.
Damn it, I was talking over that. All right, guys, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go into news.
Yeah.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
All right, guys, you're a robber or a burglar.
Oh, all right,
you're stealing stuff. All right, the police have got you down. Where do you go to escape?
The basement.
Opposite.
The roof?
The roof.
Wow.
When police swooped in on fugitive Daniel Scott Cummings, he was surrounded on all sides. The quick-thinking robber smashed through the ceiling and clambered onto the roof. He stayed there for 4 hours until it began to rain.
Fuck this, I'm going inside.
The cold, wet, and sodden thief agreed to come down to meet his fate. He was promptly arrested. He pled guilty to one offense of criminal damage and one of obstructing police. The crook was sent back to jail to serve the remainder of a 6-year prison sentence received in 2007 for robbing a village post office. So this guy had to escape prison. Went back to his robbing ways. Got on a roof.
Needs me some money.
Someone was probably like an hour away with a helicopter coming to get him, but you know, it started raining, so
yeah.
He had to come down. He wasn't going to wait. You know, like when he got on the roof, he was talking to someone on like a satellite phone. He's like, all right, I need evacuations. Okay, I'm 5 hours out. I got my helicopter. 4 hours in, starts raining. He's like, fuck this, man. I can't wait.
Just nope. Deal's off.
The deal's off.
Jeez, it's the fuzz.
A South Dakota prison inmate is suing the hospital where he was born. You know why?
Because he was born.
Because he was born with lady parts?
Because he says he recently found out he was circumcised.
With lady parts.
What?
He's 28 years old.
Go on.
Dean Cochran, 28, is asking...
Three-hit combo, hosted by four-year-olds.
Is asking for $1,000 in compensation.
Because he should be suing his parents. They're the ones that said so.
And he's also asking that his foreskin be restored. He said, in quotes, in the hopes I could feel whole again.
This has to be a fucking joke. Like, kid must be doing it for a fucking bet.
Well, I mean, he's in prison. Maybe he doesn't have anything better to do.
Maybe he converted to Islam. You can't go to afterlife until you are whole, I guess. I think that's the thing. There you go.
So, yeah, he's asking for the grand total of $1,000.
And some foreskin.
$1,000 and some foreskin. The grand might be the easiest.
It's not even his foreskin, just some foreskin. Yeah. Just we'll stitch that back on. Just duct tape.
This is three babies' foreskin tied together. It's sewed on.
It's so smooth. It has that new smell. What a delight.
Oh, there's still a little placenta on there.
he's gonna wake up and instead he's gonna look down and it's gonna be one of those cones you put around your dog after they get
how am I supposed to
neutered.
How am I?
It's just a big cone.
It's like a metal prosthetic. It's just like ding ding ding. Well, I guess this is okay. Oh, it's rusting. Can't take a piss without it rusting.
Damn. You're like, ma'am, have you had your tetanus shot lately? No.
Here it comes.
Hey, Kathy, I want to let you know you should get yourself tested for tetanus. For tetanus?
Yeah. You might.
Mohammed Ashan, a mid-level Taliban commander in the Paktika province of Pakistan.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Walked towards a police checkpoint on the border of Afghanistan and came up to the guard and said, "See this wanted poster? That's me. I would now like the $100 reward, please."
No fucking way.
Afghan officials, perplexed by the man's misguided motives, arrested him on the spot. He is suspected of plotting at least two attacks on Afghan security forces His misdeeds prompted officials to plaster the district with hundreds of so-called Be on the Lookout posters. When U.S. troops went to confirm that Ashan had in fact come forward to claim the finder's fee, they were stunned.
I thought it was like only cartoons that did that. Like Boris and Natasha, we could be rich, but Boris will be in jail. I don't know.
We asked him, is this you? Ashan answered with an incredible amount of enthusiasm, yes, yes, that's me. Can I get my award now?
Oh my God.
Well, did he get it? Like, I'm confused. Can they give him money?
No. I don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah. Here's $200, but you're going away for jail for 90 years.
I'll just rip this up right in front of you.
Just doing ones.
Was this yours? Oh, no. Oops.
Or instead, bring a magazine and show him all the things he could have bought with his $100. See this? These are Air Jordans.
Those are nice. Look at this. This is food.
If you order enough magazines, my kid gets a special prize at her school.
You get $200 of world's finest chocolate, huh? Huh? I'm getting the pogo stick.
All right. This is a story for our gym goer here, Andy. All right, you're lifting weights. You're trying to get big.
Training your Pokemon.
Yo, what up, bitch? How you doing?
All right, first of all, you want to be safe. You know, you want to make sure that the floor is cleared of things that might harm you.
No, I go at it balls deep.
What are some of the things that someone who doesn't go at it balls deep might want to clear away?
Dead bodies.
You know what? I'm going to guess poop on this one.
No, but, you know, you want to make sure there's nothing you're going to trip over, step on.
Is it really semen? Is it semen?
No. See, this...
If there's one thing I do, it's one-handed curls and yank it. Just right in the middle of the gym. How's it going, ladies?
You feel
working
that
my
burn.
Tries and my buys.
It might be a gym foul, something they don't want you to do on the floor. You know, like wiping off your machine after you use it. They could do a whole nother level.
Oh,
well,
God.
A man in Modesto, California cleared out his workout area at home, except for one thing, a 22 caliber bullet.
What?
He left a 22 caliber bullet on the ground, dropped a weight, it then fired into his leg.
Oh,
that's
my
so awesome.
God.
Modesto police investigators say the man's story is suspicious, but not impossible. The officers did not find a gun, but did find a shell casing. Neighbors did not see anyone leaving the man's home.
I wonder if it, like, I was kind of hoping to be like a rattlesnake or something. Just like, I'm lifting weights. Cow! Oh, no! Maybe I should have looked around. I'm doing squats on a fucking fire ant nest. What's wrong with me?
It tickles a little bit when I squat.
What? It tickles a little bit when I squat.
I think we were like, pretty quiet for that one. Like, so
the guy bends down and the ants are just like tickling it when he squats.
Fire
down.
Ants would not do that.
Well, he's not touching it all the way. They're just getting like they're like. Anyways,
an Egyptian man decided to watch a porno film.
Good for him.
And he says for the first time.
Ooh.
And found his wife
in the porno.
Yes.
Sweet.
Bad luck, Brian. Yeah. He's grown up. Yeah.
The man identified as Ramadan instantly collapsed in disbelief on the floor of an internet shop before coming around and rushing home to face his unfaithful wife.
Wait a minute. He was in an internet shop watching porn?
Yeah.
Rookie mistake. I mean, it was his first time. Let's give it to him. Continue.
The woman first denied his allegations and started to swear at him, prompting her husband to face her with the film.
Where'd he get it?
I guess he must have just done it at home instead. Yeah. You know, been like, this is where I was. Yeah. Was that you? Unable to deny it anymore, she confessed, and she said she had betrayed him with her pre-marriage boyfriend, telling him she had never loved him, although they had four children during their 16-year marriage. I found 11 films showing my wife in indecent scenes with her lover. Oh, it was the first time I watched a porno film, and I did this just out of curiosity.
Wow.
Bad luck, Brian.
I like how he throws that out there. First time I ever did this.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how true that is. Like, man, I don't normally look at porn all the time, every weekend. But when I finally do scour the internet for porn, I find my wife.
That was a good pause.
All right, guys. To Florida. Flaming dead squirrels blamed for starting Florida brush fires.
Fuck yes.
I mean,
fuck yes to everything about that story.
I have a feeling it has something to do with a potato cannon and dead squirrels.
Well, earlier this week, firefighters had to deal with four separate brush fires in four straight days. And they say the culprit to blame is squirrels.
Yes. How the
flaming dead squirrels.
What the fuck?
You see, nature's cutest nut hoarders.
That's the third one.
I didn't even realize I was coming up with the story. I read this in my head earlier, but I never said it out loud. That's hilarious. You see, nature's cutest nut hoarders have a habit of scurrying across power lines. They're safe if they stay on just one line, but if the squirrels reach out to another line while still touching the other, they create a connection which surges electricity through their body. The resulting shock is not only enough to kill the squirrels, but apparently can light them on fire.
Oh my god.
I've actually seen this happen. It was hilarious.
No, cute little nut hoarder.
I was thinking to myself, they are the world's
Think
cutest
of your squirrel,
nut.
Man.
Oh, Lewis?
Yeah.
Probably I like Lewis 4 by now.
Lewis.
All right, continue.
They say right now there's not much they can do about the flaming squirrels until it rains. Because the conditions are so dry that a flaming squirrel is going to start a brush fire.
Nice. Like, we would always, like, get, like, brownouts and power surges and, like, occasional, like, two-minute blackouts because, like, squirrels would jump all over the power lines.
I'm unfamiliar. Did you say brownout?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with the term.
It's where all of the lights and stuff get dim.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that's what a brownout is.
I see.
There's a brownout in my pants. I don't know why I would say that, but yeah, when I was a kid, I witnessed this happening, and it was pretty hilarious.
You're just sitting there with just say not a girlfriend, but another woman at the time, and it just gets dim all of a sudden. You're like, oh, I didn't even know I was gonna have sex tonight. Or you know, surprise mood lighting.
And then the Barry White comes on. Wow, this is a really weird brownout. Oh, disco bomb! I didn't expect this.
Oh, where'd these rose petals come from, huh?
Justin Timberlake singing live in my living room. Whoa!
Justin Timberlake's got to be one creepy motherfucker. if he's just gonna sit there and sing while you're doing it.
Who wouldn't?
I could think of a lot of people that wouldn't, like Justin Bieber. But, oh, what are you doing to her?
Are you hurting her? Sir, are you hurting her?
I'm going to call the cops. Get off her.
She sounds like she's in pain. Kind of.
Oh, my God. So I Urban Dictionary'd brownout.
Go on.
Ready? A temporary mental disassociation triggered by the extreme emotional distress caused by the tremendous urgency to defecate. Or the less and more funnier one, when you take a huge dump and it covers the hole that sucks the poop down when you flush.
I think I've experienced that first one where, like, you realize that you're about to have violent diarrhea because you ate from a Mexican taco stand and you kind of get tunnel vision, and then you can see yourself. It's like an out-of-body experience, and you're just like, storms are coming. Oh, God.
Accidentally taking a dump in your pants is another one.
Oh, that one's obvious.
Yeah. All right, onward.
That, gentlemen, will do it for the news segment. That will do it for another episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
This is a good one.
Yeah, I had fun. Yep. I came with energy.
You did come with energy.
I didn't make my shot again. So
yeah.
You
did. Wait.
Are we gonna mulligan?
Mulligan.
All right. If you make it, you get the goal sound effect. If you don't, we're gonna do the podcast over.
All right. Damn it.
All right. You ready? Here he goes. He shoots. Ladies and gentlemen, the Combo Podcast, the world's most Skylar missed podcast.
I don't even understand. Like, it's just deflecting in like the worst things.
It hit me.
I'm sorry.
All right, so remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Find us on youtube.com and gpxgaming.net. So for Skylar, Andy, and Tam in the studio, this is Matt signing out.
Thank you.